Unit 1. 1. Aren't you going to study for your final tomorrow? Two. Don't he and his twin brother bear a striking resemblance to one another? Three. Will you perform in the upcoming concert? Four. Did you hear that Sarah has been admitted to the hospital again? Five. Did you take a lot of pictures on vacation? Six. Isn't Johnny a smart little boy? Seven. Do you mind if I drop in sometime? Eight. Will you keep in touch? Nine. Did he want to pick a fight? Ten. How much money do you have? 1. The Olympic Games have a long and rich history. The first official Olympic Games took place in Athens in 1896. Although experts point out that there is evidence of ancient Olympic Games taking place as early as 776 BC. Athletes in these ancient games competed on the plains of the Greek city of Olympia. The ancient Olympic Games were part of a religious festival and continued for nearly 12 centuries, until banned by Byzantine Emperor Theodosius in 393 AD. The ancient Olympic Games consisted of several athletic events. Perhaps the most grueling sport was the pentathlon, an event which included five parts: running, jumping, wrestling, boxing, and the discus throw. The ancient games also included equestrian events, such as horse and chariot racing. While women were forbidden to compete or even to enter the stadium during the ancient games, many female athletes compete in various events in today's Olympic Games. In addition, although only Greek-born men were allowed to compete in the ancient games, men and women from all over the world come to compete and represent their countries in the modern Olympic Games. Nowadays, the Olympic Games are governed and organized on an international level by the International Olympic Committee, known as the IOC. The IOC establishes the program of events and chooses the city in which the games are to be held. On the national level, each country that sends athletes to the games has a national Olympic committee that oversees the participation of the athletes for their country. The opening ceremony of the games is held in a stadium in a major city. After the parade of nations, in which the athletes march around the stadium to represent their host country, the athletes take the Olympic oath. The games, which are said to promote friendship and understanding among nations, then officially begin. Now you will hear questions 1 to 5. 1. When did the first official Olympic Games take place? 2. How many events did the pentathlon include? 3. Who was not allowed to compete in the ancient Olympic Games? 4. What is the IOC? 5. What happens during the Parade of Nations? 1. That is the end of Unit 1.